At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven." On the face of it, the needs of this man were absolutely clear. He was paralyzed, and he needed Jesus to heal him. But Jesus started somewhere else. He knew that the man's first need was for forgiveness. He then turned his attention to the man's paralysis and healed him, and the man jumped up and went home. Nothing has changed. Our first need is forgiveness, because what matters before anything else is our relationship with God. Until we've been forgiven, we cannot enjoy the blessings of life with him. However, it's very easy for us to be distracted by other issues. Jesus wasn't for a moment suggesting that the man's paralysis was unimportant. It just wasn't the priority. When we meet people with financial, addiction, health, or relationship difficulties, it's very easy for all our attention to focus on that particular need. However, Jesus' example should encourage us to look at their need to be right with God before anything else. The other thing that strikes me in this verse is it was the faith of the friends which triggered Jesus' response. Their role was absolutely crucial. The paralyzed man was powerless to get to Jesus by himself. He relied on the kindness and effort of his friends, and their involvement led to the complete transformation of his life. We should never underestimate the importance of our friendships or of our ability to bless and strengthen them. I'm sure that the paralyzed man's friends would have been amazed at the impact of their practical help. So far as they were concerned, they'd simply given their friend a lift. But the impact of their practical action was far beyond anything that they could have imagined. So let me ask you a question. Which of your non-Christian friends could you lead to Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for your readiness to forgive us when we confess our sins to you. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.